George Rosevere had been a career soldier when he shifted his family into a home in Wignam Street, Bunbury, in late 1913. The following year, at the outbreak of war, he felt compelled to enlist. George was lucky to survive a wounding and a number of bloody battles while on Gallipoli. Having been promoted to adjutant captain, he then directed campaigns in the Middle East.
I had the honour of leading my men through a number of campaigns in Sinai, Palestine and Syria in 1916 and 17. The bravery of the light horsemen was glorious and conspicuous to all. I was humbled to be awarded a military cross for my actions during the Second Battle of Gaza at Beersheba on the 19th of April 1917. The citation read in part, "For gallantry and great coolness in meeting the counterattack of the enemy." I received correspondence from my wife, Ruby, which caused me great consternation. When our involvement in Middle East action had quietened down in September that year, I asked for 4 weeks' leave to return to Australia. I was concerned for the safety of my wife and two young daughters. Ruby had a nervous disposition and was obviously suffering delicate health issues. The lengthy chain of military command caused unexpected delays, but my request was finally approved in late January. Concerns for my family were heightened by more delays, which meant I was unable to disembark in Fremantle until the 19th of May 1918, almost 4 months after approval. What incredible joy and relief to be in the arms of my family, particularly in view of what I had confronted in the war.
The Rosevere family moved to Perth in late 1919 as George again took up peacetime military duties at the Swan Barracks headquarters. In 1930, he was elected president of the 10th Light Horse Association. Before his retirement in 1931, he'd been promoted to the rank of Lieutenant Colonel. During a 10th Light Horse commemoration in Donnybrook in 1926, one of George Rosevere's colleagues spoke of him. "Captain Rosevere carried the whole regiment on his broad shoulders. He was the regiment's backbone." He was described as devoted to the Australian Light Horse Brigades, of high moral character and a loyal leader of men. Fellow officers saw him as a very fine soldier who always set a splendid example to his men. He was someone respected and revered by all. George Rosevere died at the Mosman Park home on the 14th of August 1941, aged 69. He's buried in the Methodist section at Karrakatta.